Get you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. Well, Mr. and Mrs. George Stevens have finally crashed into the upper crust of society. Today, they received an invitation to a formal party. The Kingfish is able to squeeze into his old full dress suit, but Sapphire is now in the act of demanding a new formal dress from her husband.
But George's men is different. They just wear the same full dress suit. But a woman's got to have a new dress now and then.
Yeah, well, you got an evening dress. You ain't got to have a new dress every time you turn around.
Well, the one I got, I don't dare turn around.
Well, how about that dress that you had once, the white one with the long train?
The chain was tore off that dress when the flower girl stepped on it and I went.
Well, maybe we better forget about this formal affair.
Well, I don't get out of this house much and I want to go. Now, what am I going to do about a formal dress? I'd like to get a new taffeta so I'll rustle when I walk in.
Well, if rustling is all you want about, wear one of your old dresses and tie some paper bags in them.
Dress that I don't go everywhere, but everybody I know has been seen it.
Well, which one is that?
My formal dress with the low-cut back that I bought.
Dress with the low-cut back? Why don't you just turn it around and wear it? No, you
listen, George, I've been keeping $50 of your money that you used to use with some on your fishing trip. Now, I'm going to take that $50 and buy me
a... Wait just a minute, Joe. Wait just a minute, honey. Don't spend that $50 of mine. Leave it to me, honey. I'll do something about getting you a dress.
Fish, I'm glad to hear that you and your wife is invited to this social function.
Yes, Henry, we'll be there, all right.
You know, it's being given for Mr. Alfred Barrington, the socialite that just arrived from California.
Yes, I heard he got in town yesterday. Why did the window Friday to give the party?
Well, it seems that Mr. Barrington came through on the race to throw him out.
Yeah, come by freight, huh? The birds are rushed.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. A group of us went down to the yard to...
this big social event?
Oh, yes. Well, Kingfish, the whole...
We've got to get Sapphire a new formal...
Oh, yes. You want a backless evening gown. Has a few spots on it. But mind you, these spots in champagne and caviar.
Oh, yeah. I see that strapless dress on your wife. Well, tell me this. How does that thing stay up on her without straps over her shoulder holding it up?
Well, around the top of the dress on the inside, there's a strip of adhesive tape that encircles her entire body.
Adhesive tape, huh?
Yes. When we return home in the evening, I always have to unhook the dress and give her a gasoline rubdown.
Somebody say that she got to have a new formal dress, and I ain't got no money to buy one.
Well, very confidential, Kingfish. I'll tell you what my wife Clara does sometimes.
What is that?
She buys the dress on the charge account, wears it that night, and takes it back the next day.
Didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Some dresses have been worn at so many parties that the price tag is even a little frayed.
You don't tell me.
You know, the price tags is put on with them little lead washers, so you can't get them off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when the dress is worn, the tag must be covered with something.
Yeah, well, how in the world can a woman hide the tag?
Well, Kingfish... Whenever you see a woman at the party wearing a corsage under her arm, the dress goes back.
Henry, this is a good idea you done give me. I wonder if my good friend Andy Brown has got a charge account that's in working condition.
Come in, Kingfish, come in.
Well, hello there, Brother Andy. I've just been talking to the credit manager at the Globe Department Store about you.
I don't owe him a cent.
Yeah, well, the credit man spoke very highly of you. Say they miss you over there. He wonders why you don't take advantage of his credit system in this country.
What do you mean, what credit system? Them charge accounts don't give a man nothing but trouble.
Well, now, don't say that, Andy. Charge accounts is an important thing. They're established credit. Credit is the whole basis of economics.
Economics? What is them?
I was surprised to see how ignorant you is, Andy. Ain't you ever heard of economics?
I done hear of them, but I never seen one. What is it?
Economics, my friend, is the science of why everybody is broke. Yeah. Oh, they got a bureau down in Washington to help people on that stuff. It's called the Bureau of Supply and Demand.
Well, how did the Bureau of Supply and Demand work?
Well, these high-paid politicians down there, you see, their pay is so that when somebody fills up a supply, they can figure out what some way the government can demand it. That's what that is.
Well, what has that got to do with me charging stuff at the Globe Department store?
Oh, well, trade, Andy. It keeps everybody going. All over the world, the different countries is trading on credit.
Don't
I? Oh, yeah. The United States does it. France does it. Russia. Tasmania, Armenia, Romania, all the manias do it.
They do, huh?
Oh, yeah. And the Slavias, too. Czecho and Jugo, they do it. Oh, yeah. They all trade on credit.
Well, that ain't got nothing to me. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, now, look, man. Even a little country like Bulgaria uses credit. Sure. And you don't mean to sit there and tell me that you're any better than Bulgaria.
No, but how can these big countries deal on credit?
Lend-lease.
Oh, yeah, I hear about that. What is this lend-lease?
Well, lend-lease is when some country wants us to lend them something, and the least we can do is let them have it.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Lend-lease works both ways. We made a deal with Sweden, you know.
Sweden? What do we get from them?
Well, they sent us a lot of smorgasbords and other kind of lumber over here.
Tell me this, Kingfish. When countries is dealing with others, how come they charge us everything instead of paying cash?
Well, the economic world trade of the lend-lease of the credit structure will fall to pieces if credit ain't used. And that's why you ought to go over to the Grove Department Store and charge them.
Yeah, you're right, you know. I wonder what I could charge over there.
Well, now, let me think. Sapphire could use a new evening gown. I could charge it to your account. Now, there's a lucky break for you right there, you see.
Yeah, that's right. We could... Hey, wait a minute. I'd have to pay for that.
No, I'll tell you how it works. We'll go over there, get the dress, charge it to you. She'll wear it Friday night. We'll take it back to the store on Saturday, and that way it won't cost you nothing. We can keep the world credit system going all the time.
Well, if Bulgaria can do it, I can do it. It's a deal.
Oh, that's the stuff. Oh, now everything running smooth, and I feel a lot better. I ain't worried no more.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me this, Kingfish. Why is you always in such a jam? One week you gotta get yourself a place to live. Next week you're in trouble with the grocery man, the butcher. Next time you gotta get a dress. Why is you always in a jam?
Well, one word will explain the whole thing to you, Andy. And that word is...
Necessity.
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 That most unnecessary thing. Necessity.
What those amount to renting? A fellow's good intentions. That's the old invention.
Necessity. My feet wanna dance in the sun. My head wants to rest in the shade. The lord says go out and have fun.
But the landlord says your rent ain't paid. Necessity. It's plain to see what a lovely old world, yes, silly old world could be. But man, it's all in a mess, a kind of necessity.
A count of necessity. The jail would never been there, except for folks who send there.
Well, how did I get in there?
Necessity. Well, brother, and I want to thank you for letting me charge this year's address to your account.
Yeah, well, don't forget now that that's going back to the store for credit on Saturday morning. And be careful and tell your wife not to spill nothing on there, because that's pink, and it's going to show spots.
Yeah, well, I'll see that she eats nothing but salmon and drinks nothing but pink lemonade.
Yeah.
So in case she dribbles, it will match, you see.
Well, if anything happens to that dress, you is going to pay $39.50.
Well, wait a minute. That'll give me an idea. $39.50. Leave out here to take the dress out the box here and change the price tag a little bit so it won't think it's too cheap.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. What you gonna change the $39.50 to?
Well, I'll make $8 out of that $3. That'll make it $89.50.
Yeah, that's the stuff. The more a woman figures a dress cost, the more thrills she get out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, brother. And I don't know what sounds silly, but that's the female psychology. Yeah. $89.50 thrill is more than a $39.50 thrill. There's a difference there of 50 thrills, you see.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Change that price.
Give me a fountain pen there.
Hey, this is a cheap pen. I don't know if the thing will work.
Yeah, well, here I go now. I'll make an $8 out of that $3. Hey, man, ain't no ink in this thing, is it?
Well, there must be ink in there. I just filled it this morning over at the bank while the policeman wasn't looking.
Are you sure you got ink in here?
It sucked the bottle dry and started gurgling for more. Maybe the ink is jammed up
there. Yeah, well, I'll shake the thing. See if it's
Kingfish, look what you done done. You got ink all over the bottom of that dress.
Why didn't you tell me this was a bad pen?
The bottom of that dress is ruined. If that store don't take this dress back, you're going to pay for it. Bulgari or no Bulgari.
Now, you wait a minute, Jerry. This was your pen, and the ink spot on that dress is all your fault.
All my fault?
I'm glad you agreed with me. See, I got you
there. Wait a minute, Jerry. Wait a minute. You was the one that got the ink on that dress.
Yeah, but in the eyes of the law, I inked the dress. But it was your pen, and that automatic makes you the inky. That's what it is.
I am the inky?
Yeah, I am the inker. Since you own the fountain pen, you done the damage. You was guilty under the fountain pen law.
What fountain pen law?
You handed the pen to me. You committed the capillary action that caused the whole thing. You handed me the lethal instrument. Look here, still got your fingerprints on it.
Yeah, I thought I had on gloves, you know that?
Yeah, it's all your fault, too. I took it for granted that this was a perfectly illegitimate fountain pen.
I am sorry that both Gary ever started this thing. What is I going to do about it?
Well, you were responsible for the whole thing.
Now, listen here, Kingfish. I done took off for you. I'm going to cook.
Hey, don't you get tough with me.
I got a good notion to pop you right in the nose.
Hey, you hit me and you're going to think a trip hammer jumped on you.
You good for nothing, bum. You're getting me in trouble.
Don't you call me no bum, you big tramp.
That's all. Take off your coat.
All right, let's take off our coat.
And put off your suit.
All right, let's go to it.
Now, Jerry Amos, you're just in time to see a good fight.
Yeah, glad you come in time. Yeah, well, I ain't going to stop it, but I think you both ought to be ashamed of yourself. A couple of good men. Can you handle him by yourself? You don't need me.
All right, Amos, if that's the way you feel about it, let's start something. Smack me in the face once. Just smack me in the face. Just once.
Okay, Ander.
I said once.
Ander, look here. You're going to let Amos get away with that? Hit him back.
Well,
oh, now listen, Ander. I don't want to start no fight with you.
Well, come to think about it, I don't want to fight with you neither, Amos.
Well, okay then, Ander. Let's settle this thing some other way. Well, I'm getting out of here and letting you two cowards alone. So long, fella.
Hi, Shorty. Hi.
Well, I was doggone. I didn't know.
Hi, Andy. Hey, listen, I'm supposed to meet the Kingfish here at your barbershop.
Mm.
We almost had a fight, but we done made up now.
The Kingfish phoned me and said he was coming over to see me. Sit down, Andy.
You know what? You sure got a lot of hair laying around on the floor here in the barbershop.
I can't find a janitor to clean up the place. Some of that hair's been there for long. It's turning gray.
Yeah, well, from the look of that floor there, you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, the inspector from the Board of Health come in this morning and looked the place over. He said, if there ain't a rug on the floor, you better sweep it up.
Well, me and the Kingfish is in a little trouble, Shorty.
Well, hi there, fellas.
Hey, Kingfish, show that dress to Shorty.
Shorty, take a look at this dress. Tell me this. You know anything about taking spots out of a dress?
Hand me the dress. I got some spotting remover stuff right here. I want to test it to see if the ink is permanent. Lay it down here on the table.
Yeah, test those ink there. I think it's permanent.
Yeah, let it out, brother. Just give me room, will you please? Now, I shake some of the stuff out of the bottle on this rag here, and then I rub it again like this.
What do you think? Is the ink permanent?
I don't know, but the material ain't.
Look what you done to the dress there. You done put a hole in the thing.
That's nothing. Look what it done to my table.
Now he is in a mess.
Oh, Andy, look here. I got an idea. Ain't but one thing to do. Let me pair a scissors, Shorty. Me and Andy will go in the back room here and cut off the bottom of the dress in front where the damage is done. Give me the dress.
There you are. Good luck, sir.
Come on, Kingfish. Lay it down right there.
Well, now we'll cut off the bottom of the dress right here in front. Yeah, now how's that, Andy?
Well, now the dress is too long in the back. You better cut off some of the back, too.
How is it now?
Now the back is too short. You better go back to the front and cut a little more off to even that up.
As we snip past the ink stains in the hole...
Yeah, you passed that two snips ago. But the back is too long now.
Yeah, I'll even the back up a little bit. I'll turn around here. Oh, the scissors done slipped there, and I done cut a V in the thing. Look at that.
Well, we'll tell them it's a new style. The only dress they ever take with a V-neck in the bottom.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Jeff. I better cut straight across and take that V out here.
This is still a good evening dress, though. The only thing is they're going to have to wear it in the afternoon. That's the only difference, though.
You think that the store is going to take this back now?
Pick up the pieces and let's take the dress over to our lawyer, Stonewall LaGuardia. Maybe he can help us out of this mess. Yeah. Come on, Andy, let's go in here and see our lawyer, LaGuardia Stonewall.
Yeah.
Hello there, LaGuardia.
Hey, you look at the tires, Stonewall.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. This morning I chased the ambulance all the way down Leonard Avenue. It was very disappointing.
Didn't you catch the ambulance?
Oh, yeah. When I got inside, it was full of lawyers.
Yeah, well, that must have made it kind of crowded for the patient.
No, he was up front with his driver.
Listen, LaGuardia, he's in a jam.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about being a lawyer. Everybody comes in here is in trouble.
Yeah, well, this is a different kind of trouble, LaGuardia. This is about a skirt.
Yeah, listen, them skirts cause 90% of the trouble.
No, LaGuardia, not that kind of skirt. This is a dress.
Yeah, we have got to find somebody to know something about eight spots.
Now, I'm your man. I just bought 40 records.
Listen, LaGuardia, let me tell you what's wrong. Is you listening?
I'm with you, bud.
Hey, you don't look like you're listening. Your eyes are closed.
Yeah, most of the time I listen with my ears.
Well, look here, LaGuardia. You see, we bought a dress at a store, and now we got to take it back because it's got ink on it.
Why'd you buy a dress with ink on it?
Well, look here, we got the ink on the dress and we got it home. Then we tried to get the ink off by cutting the thing with scissors.
Yeah, we snipped the whole bottom off the thing.
You know, it's a good thing you bought something to see me, because there's something you should know.
What's that?
You will damage that dress.
Yeah, well, we already knew that it was accidental. Here is the dress. See where we tried to snip off the ink spot?
Oh, yeah. You started to snip, but you snuck past the place where you should have stopped snapping.
But boy, look here, we got to do something about returning this dress, and it's going to cost us $39.50 there. What is the legal angle on that?
Well, just walk up to the department store and try to argue them into taking it back.
Yeah, but what if that don't work?
Then you have to take all the pieces, wrap them up, and send it back. But the wrapping is very important. There's only one thing to wrap it in.
What's that?
5950.
Well, mister, you can see that the dress is damaged. That's why we flung it back here to the complaint department.
Yeah, and the customer's always right, too.
Just a minute. Yeah, well, now, don't give us no argument, mister. You either got to take the dress back or I won't buy no more stuff here and charge Mr. Brown's account.
This dress was in perfect condition when you bought it. Somebody has cut several inches off the bottom of the skirt.
Yeah, well, we ain't got the faintest idea who done it.
Well, whoever did it did a very bad job. It isn't even cut straight.
Well, could we? How about if the scissors were dull?
Just what I thought. I'm not taking the dress back, and that's final.
How final? Maybe final or final final?
It's final final. There's the door, Mr. George Stevens.
Come on, Andy. Let's get out of here before I lose my temper. Come on. We is in a mess on this charge account thing.
Yeah, I wonder what Bulgaria does in a mess like this.
Well, let's lay the box down here on the table and put the dust back in it, sir.
Hey, wait a minute. We left our hats in that man's office. Wonder if he's too mad to give them to us.
Well, let's hold the dress up here and put it in here.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Floorwalker, but I was...
Floorwalker?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was a floorwalker. And I was admiring that dress you just folding up.
Oh, yeah. I am the head floorwalker. Yeah. I thought you was talking to Mr. Brown here.
My, that's a darling dress. Is it sold?
Well, you see, lady, me and
him... You were very fortunate, madam. The dress ain't sold yet. You just come in. You can see the box right there.
Oh, it's a charming dress, but it seems a little short.
Well, now, that's the latest style, leaving Mr. Brown here. He is our French designer in fashion and fashion himself.
Oh, really?
I sure is. Oui, oui.
What is your frank opinion?
Well, frankly, my frank opinion is that I'd like to see you buy that dress.
It's a very peculiar gown. The top part of it gives the impression of an evening dress, and the lace of it looks like an afternoon dress.
Well, we designed it special that way. That's what we call our early late model. That's what it is.
Early late model. How fascinating.
I love the shade. It's real salmon pig business.
Oh, yeah, I copied it right off the salmon.
Miss Brown, I'll tell you the truth, madam.
Yeah, that's right. Too bad I didn't save the can to prove it to you.
How much is it?
$39.50.
All right, I'll take it. I certainly hope my husband likes it. I'll pay him cash.
Oh, that's fine. Miss Brown, you take the lady's money for your account while I get the hats and coats at the office. We'll go to lunch.
Oui, oui.
Right.
The old sales girl out there refuses to give me my money back on that salmon pink dress I returned.
Yes, and rightly so. I've been out there and looked at that dress, and it's damaged. It's been cut to pieces.
But I bought it here yesterday from your floor walker and your designer.
We have no floor walker or designer on this floor, and we will not take the dress back. I'll ask you to please leave my office.
Very well, good day. Never had a store treatment like this before. Say, miss, where's that pink dress that I brought back a minute ago?
I've got some good news for you. I just sold it to a customer here.
Oh, you did? Who bought?
I did.
Mrs. George Stevens.